Visitors to the museum will get a chance to see something no one else in the world has, a full-size Alamosaurus. And there will be plenty to look at, all 85 feet of it. The dinosaur is so big that the support pillars in the museum's fourth floor gallery had to be specially positioned just to accommodate it. Anthony Fiorello is the museum's chief curator and director of research.
It'll allow us the chance to see for the first time the biggest animal to walk the land 70 million years ago in its entirety.
The Alamosaurus is actually a composite of three animals owned in part by the Perot Museum, the Smithsonian, and the University of Texas. A laser scan was made of the bones in the three collections, which was then sent to a 3D printer to create the life-size cast. The Perot bones were found near Big Bend National Park. To give you a sense of how long ago 70 million years ago was, Dallas was still under the ocean when Alamosaurus roamed West Texas. When the bones were discovered in 2001, some of them contained unexpected markings, and that led scientists to a breakthrough.
Those tooth marks appear to be tooth marks of a tyrannosaur, much like a dog chewing on a bone. It appears that a tyrannosaur was chewing on the bones, the neck bones of this Alamosaurus.
The discovery was the first bit of concrete evidence that the two animals lived during the same time period. And it prompted Fiorello to place the museum's Tyrannosaurus right alongside the Alamosaurus, just as it may have looked 70 million years ago. Stephen Becker, KERA News.